Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
Roy Matlock Jr. here, and we're talking money like we always do. And if you're just tuning in right now, this is part of a long series that I've been putting together, really kind of giving you the whole plan that, you know, from start to finish. If you want to save and accumulate money, learn about money, if you want to retire one day and be able to have that do-nothing money that allows you to live life to the fullest, and then one day, you know, change your family tree by passing things on. We have gone through this entire series, and I'm still working on it. And if you would like to get caught up, you can go to RoyMatlockJr.com or any of your podcasts and just search the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hour and start listening and getting educated, because once you get educated, it's fun. Money, hanging out and being able to live right and do things, it's fun. So we've been working on kind of a cleanup of the six basic points of what I call a winning money system. And the first one is a positive attitude and a winning mindset. I'm going to get more into detail on that. We've covered a lot of it in some of the previous shows. Also, we talked about protecting yourself from disaster by creating a great defense. Then we're going to develop income. That's one, number three. And what I mean by income is we want to go develop income sources. We want to be have more than one income plan, especially when you build on that when you're early in your career, to where you may have an income, you know, from saving money and investing money. You may have a real estate income, you know, where you own property. You have your own personal income. Maybe you have a side business. You get all that kind of stuff. And then when you retire, you might have pensions, and you might have and you have Social Security and different things like that. Along with, so the more income sources that you have, the better off you are. Number four is you have to be on the offense, and that's where you go and you actually take and move yourself forward, start saving money and putting it into things that allow you to one day be able to pull income off of that. So we'll go on the offense. Number five is time. You know, the overnight success usually is, you know, 10 or 15 years of directed work on doing things. If you want to be great at something, it's the rule of 10,000 hours. If you want to be great, you put 10,000 hours into something and you become great at it. And so time allows your money to compound. It allows you to become more valuable. You're smarter. You're more qualified. And then the last part is retirement and beyond. And so today we're going to continue working on some of the things. And I'm going to start out with this GPS. And, you know, GPS is, we use it all the time. And what is a GPS? Well, you know, it's the, you know, here's my goal, where I want to go. So we get in our car and we say, I want to go to XYZ, and you put in the outcome. And then once you put the outcome in, it gives you a plan. That's the plan, the goal, the plan. And it says, we're going to go here, turn right here, do this, da, 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 da. And then the schedule, they say you're going to arrive in 27 minutes. And so we're used to a GPS, but the question is, do you have a money GPS? Do you have anything in place written that's going to give you the outcome? You know, so what I like to do for people is, first off, take a look at, you know, what is the goal that we're trying to do. And I always say the goal is to develop what we call do-nothing money. Do-nothing money typically is 20 times the amount that you desire to be able to do nothing with. And so let's say that you're out there and you say, well, I would like to have $100,000 a year coming in, do nothing, so I could live the way I want to live, do the things I want to do, and never worry about that money running out. And so the rule of 20 is, if you were to get 5% on your money on 20 times, that would give you your income. So $2 million at 5% would give you $100,000. And then if we can get a little bit of increase every year to keep up with inflation, so if we're getting 7, 8, 9% on our money, we got some inflation guards built in, and then every year we get to pull a little bit more. So that's kind of the rule of 20. You could go the rule of 25. That's a little more conservative. And you say, well, if I have 25 times my money, money, I could pull 4% off and I get my 100 grand. And we can do it that way. And so then what happens is every year, if I'm getting 6%, 7%, 8%, whatever the number is, I'm going to be able to have a little bit of inflation guard. And so we start out on the goal, and we come up with the goal, and then we say, well, I would like to accumulate that over a period of 20 years, 30 years, whatever that number is. That's the schedule, the S. And then now that we have the goal and we know when we want to do this by, we then come up with a plan. And that's going to be, we need to save X amount of dollars, which is calculated. We have to inflate the dollars. So, you know, as we start saving now, we can come up and say, well, I need to save this amount of money every month and on a levelized basis, or I need to save this amount of money and increase a little bit every year to keep up with inflation. But at the end of the day, you know, 20 times your income today is $2 million. If you could quit today with $2 million, you get your 100 grand. But 20 years from now, you're probably going to need closer to $4 million because of inflation. And so now you got to have a plan to go from here to $4 million over that period of time. So that's your number. All right. That's part of the plan. Then we're going to come up with an interest rate that we think we can accomplish. And we're going to do that. And then we've got our system in place. And so what I like to do is work with people. You know, when you think about your money and your life and your work and everything, it all comes in together. And you have a period of time to accumulate and a period of time that you're hopefully going to be able to quit working and retire. And so that period of time might be a 60-year period. You might accumulate, you know, if you start figuring out what you're doing by the time you're 30, if you can already have locked in what you like doing. So that gives you an idea. You've got kind of an income plan, and then we have a savings plan, and then we have a target date. Maybe it's 30 years later, and then we say, well, our joint life expectancy, if we're married, is about 30 years. And so we kind of break this into phases inside of that financial plan. You've got other things you're going to be thinking about, like, you know, I've got kids, I'm gonna have kids. You know, if you plan, anything you plan always does better. I've always said this, anything you manage generally improves about 15 or 20% just by paying attention. And so today we're going to talk about the GPS and a lot of the things that allow you to look out into the future and be confident. That's the key to it. I want to be confident when I'm working with people that they're going to have a plan that'll go in the right direction. And so, hey, if you're listening right now, stick with me. We'll be right back. I've got some things you can go and get free resources on if you visit roymatlockjr.com. Sign up for our classes. We've got two classes. One is the Family Financial Workshop. It's a 3-hour course. And then we have our Client Education Series, which is 12 45-minute courses. Visit roymatlockjr.com or call 615-843-2999. We'll be right back. All right, back again, talking money. Roy Matlock Jr., the Money Business Hour, where we talk to you about the things that matter, called raising your income and being able to put the gap between your income and your outgo into the right things. Today, we're starting with kind of the six, you know, cleanup steps when it comes to your money. And right now, we're talking about the GPS. And so we start out, we have to have the GPS. And, you know, most people, when they think about, you know, if they're going on a trip, they put their GPS in. That's the first thing they do. All right. And then they plan that vacation and they put, you know, all that time into it and stuff like that. But what if someone said to you, why don't we just plan your financial life out? Wouldn't that make more sense? Because then that would allow you to do all the things you need to do or want to do going throughout your life and doing it in a way that you're not always stressing. I remember when I first got married and, you know, I was in my 20s and, you know, broke and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, the thing that really changed my life was when I got on a budget. I learned how to spend less than I make and, you know, do it before the month began. And I started going from being struggling and worried to being, you know, out of debt and got rid of the car payments like in 1987 and started saving money and accumulating money and learn the power of a bank draft where they pull it out of your account every month to where you automatically have money going into savings, that kind of thing. And so that was part of my goal. You know, I had a goal one day. I remember back then I thought, man, if I could have $40,000 a year coming in, you know, do nothing money, that would be, I would love that. And that was back in those days. And, you know, today I obviously want more than that. But anyway, so the first thing we do in working on this GPS is we always work on our income. And we make a decision, we're going to make smart money decisions. Now, what are some smart money decisions? You know, things like, you know, don't buy things that are stupid. All right? I mean, how about that? Don't go blow your money. Just because you got money doesn't mean you got to get rid of it. All right? It's okay to have money setting aside in an emergency fund to make you feel more comfortable, or to have it in your mutual fund account where you can look at it every day. You know, I wake up every day and I always check what I got. I mean, I've been doing that forever and ever because it's an important part. The next thing you want to remember, it's not what you earn that counts, but what you keep. I see people all the time that they make a lot of money and they blow it all right? And then they keep thinking that they're always going to make that money. But then one day, you know, the economy turns, we have a pandemic or something like that. And the next thing you know, they've spent everything they made and their income goes away. And then they're in trouble. And, you know, right now I was reading the number of forbearances that are happening right now that are getting ready to quit the government for, you know, as far as mortgages. We're going to see a mass of houses coming on the market. Maybe not so much foreclosures this time, because most of the people now, because of the real estate market, can sell those houses. But it's going to have a big impact, and that's going to be happening real soon. And so the third part I tell people is you want to have a goal of saving 20 to 25% of your income. So if you make the mindset is that I'm going to live on 50% of what I earn, and that's going to be my lifestyle, and then I'm going to save 25% of it, and then I'm going to give the IRS probably 25%. That's a good way of looking at things. Now, if you do that, you'll start getting well-heeled pretty quick. And then if you always work on growing your income, you will be able to grow your lifestyle. So every year you want to raise your income. You know, what if you had a goal every year? I'm going to figure out a way to make more money every year. I did that. I remember I went from 1984 to 2002, and I had 18 consecutive years where I earned more money. Well, if you go do something like that and you have your income going up all the time, then guess what happens? All right, your lifestyle can go up all the time, and you can still save more money every year. And so keep that in mind. Always remember, anything managed will always improve. If you decide right now that you're going to manage your money better, you're going to budget better, it's going to improve automatically. Another one that I always have lived by is, unless it's clearly defined and written, you will not stay focused enough to get obsessed. You know, I was obsessed about getting the thumb off of me. I was obsessed about not having consumer debt. I wanted to be in a position to where I had lots of free cash flow. So I put that on paper, what I wanted. I had things I wanted to do, places I wanted to go, cars I wanted to drive, but all those things. And it all was clearly defined and put on paper. And then I always encourage people that have those goals and written goals and read them, look at them every day. All right. And, you know, and this is not just your money goals. I'm talking about money, but you got your life, your physical, your family, you got all these different things that you have little bullet points that kind of keep you on track to where one day you do the right thing automatically. And it's like magic, because what you've done is you've put yourself in a position to where you automatically, because of repeating and staying focused on what works, you automatically make good choices. You know, when we first go through a learning curve, the learning curve I've heard is like a four-part curve. The first one is you don't even know you don't know. And then one day something start happening and you're like, wow, I don't know what I'm doing. And that's the second phase, is you know you don't know. The first one is you don't even know you don't know. Now you know you don't know. Then you, once you know you don't know, you start working on researching things, starting to make good choices, but it's still uncomfortable. So what you do is you put that on paper, the correct answer to the problem. And you look at that over time until you really know what's going on. And when you do it, you're doing it, but you're called a conscious competent, meaning you're having to think about it to make sure you do the right thing. You get in a situation that, well, maybe I should, okay, this is the way I should do it. And then lastly, the part of the learning curve, and this is when you really have success in anything you're doing, as well as your money, you become an unconscious competent. So you just automatically make good decisions. You look at things automatically, instinctively, you've ingrained it inside of you. And so therefore you just do the right thing. Okay. That's it. And you do that through, constant learning, and you start learning about money. These are lifetime rules that cause people to get better all the time. I've been to different high school reunions and things like that, and some people know less than they did when they were in high school because they haven't worked on themselves. They haven't worked on the things that matter. And so, I mean, if you want to be physically fit, it's pretty simple. Okay. There's billions of articles on Google. If you want to learn about money, you can go to podcasts like this. You can go, radio podcast, you can meet with people, you can read, you can study. Yet most people financially, they're not doing well. All right. And so it all gets down to that we start working on it. So the written goals keep us on track. Then once we have done this long enough, when we make a decision, and what I mean by making the decision, it's a done deal, then it'll always end up happening. And then as you go on, always work on your clearness and focus on being better educated. Always do that. And if you do that, I mean, you start moving forward. So that's the GPS. And then the last piece of the GPS is ask for help and find qualified mentors and be coachable. So I'm going to give an example. When I decided I was going to do take martial arts. And when I did that, I found some people that I totally trusted, that they knew what they were doing. I checked them out. They had the qualifications and all that kind of stuff. I do the same thing with golf. I look for someone that can teach me. They've got to know more than me, or I can't learn from them. When it comes to money, guess what? Find somebody that you can call and that knows more about it than you. All right. And they can give you good advice and coach you and mentor you throughout your entire lifetime. One of the interesting stats is like 67% of the $100,000 earners have a financial advisor. All right. But when you go to people less than $100,000, they don't have financial advisors. They need them worse. And so the people that are doing well, they're always looking for good advice from different people that are qualified in the areas. I would encourage you to do that. If you would like to get help with your money, that's what I do. I've been doing it for 35 years, and I have a team of people that can do the same thing, many of which have been with me 15, 20, 25, 30 years themselves. You can reach us at roymatlockjr.com or call 615-843-2999. We'll be right back. All right, we are back, Roy Matlock Jr., and we're going to get into now focusing on a positive attitude and a winning mindset when it comes to your money. So the first thing we do is we get our GPS in place, and we start looking at what our goals are. We just got through talking about that. We put them on paper. We you can do what's called a financial needs analysis. We call it your FIN number. We provide that free of charge if you'd like to do that. What it'll do is just say, hey, you tell me today, if you were to quit, how much would you want per year? I want this much. I need $5,000 a month, $60,000 a year. Okay. Well, you're how old? All right. Gotcha. All right. And we're going to plug in, you're 30 years old. You want to do it, in 30 years, we're going to run it out, inflate it out, tell you how much money you need to save every month with inflation and all that. And then it'll show you how, when you pull it out, you reached your FIN. That FIN number is the amount of money needed in order to quit. All right. And then we pull all your income sources together and stuff like that. So we talked about that in the previous segment. If you're just tuning in, you can go to roymatlockjr.com or go to Apple Podcast or any of the podcasts and look up the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hour, and you'll find it posted on that. Then we start focusing on a winning attitude. First thing we do is we take a look at where we're at, our balance sheet, okay, which is our net worth. We say, here's what we have. Here's what we owe. Here's what our net worth is. I remember when I first got involved in this type of business and I was told to figure out what my net worth was. Well, guess what? My net worth was negative. I had nothing and I had debt. All right, how about that? I mean, that's pretty exciting, isn't it? Well, but you know what was exciting about having nothing and I at least knew what my net worth was. And then every day I started working on increasing my net worth, my assets minus my liabilities, all right? And so you start asking questions. What can I do in order to increase my net worth? What can I do? Well, I could eliminate this debt. I could sell this. I could earn more money, which would allow me to save money, which would allow me to get out of debt. And then once I'm out of debt, I can pay this. Now, we'll talk always about, you know, getting out of debt. I'm not talking about paying your home off, not when we have the lowest interest rates in history. All right. That is a good debt. Just don't buy too much home to where you're a slave to that low interest rate payment. You want to get a home that has plenty enough room for you to be able to afford the maintenance and the upkeep and the furniture and all that. So you want to go low on that. But the good news is rates are low. Don't be trying to pay your house off. You'd be much better off saving that money every month. And how do you do that? Well, I always tell people to automatically draft it out of their account. So now we're going to take a look at our income sources. We're going to run a profit and loss based on current conditions. We're going to say, here's what we bring in. Here's what we spend. Here's our profit and loss. How much are we saving at the end of the year? So we run a profit and loss on ourselves. We know our FIN number. We make changes and focus on raising our income and cutting expenses, creating a gap. That's the quality of life gap. So when we do this, we say, all right, this is what I'm spending. This is what I make. Okay, here's my gap right now. I'm spending more than I make. We immediately got to fix that. And then we're starting to develop a mindset that we're in control. We can now win. We're starting to get positive because guess what we did? We went in there and did something. And then project 1 year from now where you're going to be and ultimately get your FIN calculated so you can quit. You say, hey, 1 year from now, here's where I'm going to go. I'm going to improve. Always get better. So I'm going to increase my savings, reduce my debt, create a bigger gap. I'm going to cut some expenses where I have a gap between my income and outgo. Man, I'm excited. I'm positive. I'm winning. I'm moving forward, even though it's just a little bit. Guys, let me tell you something. If you got more going out than you got coming in, or you're just barely creeping through there, and you go out and you make a little bit of changes, you cut your cost by 5% and your income goes up 5%, or you cut your cost by 10 and end up raising your income, you will feel so much better. You just can't even believe. I remember a guy telling me this, one of my mentors early on. He said, one day when you get financially independent, it'll be 1,000 times better than you ever thought it would be, but you just won't ever understand it until you're there. And once you're there, you're like, wow, I can just do this. All right, I don't have to worry about that. You know, that's worth a lot. And so then you create a written plan. You read a book called Think and Grow Rich if you really want to get deep into it. Great book, Napoleon Hill. And he says you put, you know, the six steps to turn your desires into riches, all right, to where you just kind of will it a little bit. And you read it often, and you're on your way. We then have focus number two. We protect ourselves from disaster. We went into this. We protect our income by having life insurance, disability insurance, things like that. We also protect our income by getting more valuable. We protect our assets by making sure we have liability insurance and things of that nature. We have a cash flow plan, which is our budget. We have an emergency fund, which is 3 to 6 months of expenses set aside. If you want information on how to budget, you can go to roymatlockjr.com, go download the budget forms, and in addition to that, sign up for the Client Education Series, and class number 2 is setting up the budget, I'm pretty sure, class number 2. And so you'll get all of those classes. They're 45 minutes each, and you'll learn how to set a budget up and get your defense. Everything that we're talking about on the defense is in those classes. We'll show you a plan to get out of debt, eliminate bad debt, how to know what the difference between good debt and bad debt. We'll do that. And then you are on to stage number three. Focus number three, which is develop income and find something you love doing. All right. So we're moving along. So first thing I would tell you, if you're an employee, find a career that you like that has a financial opportunity tied to it if you're great at it. So first thing I would do before I go to work somewhere is, unless you've got money from the past, you're a trust funder or something like that, I would first say, all right, if I'm good at this, and what can I evolve into? All right, you know, I know that, you know, people go and they become school teachers, and they say, well, yeah, I'm a school teacher. Well, guess what? As a school teacher, you become a great school teacher. Next thing you know, you can get into school administration, maybe become a principal, maybe write content, okay, and curriculums, and go make millions of dollars doing something you love doing. So if you love teaching, well, you could do that. Or maybe you could start a college, you know, which is how most colleges started, by somebody that was a teacher. You know, they did that. And an entrepreneur. So as an employee, find a career that you like and ask yourself, what is the highest paid person earning at my company? And can I realistically reach my goals on that income? If not, change jobs. How about that? Very simple. Can I reach my goals if I do this? If not, change jobs. Why would you go to work knowing you're going to financially fail? Yeah, find something you love doing, but find a way to make enough money to where you reach your goals. All right. And then do something extra. Maybe you have a sideline business. You know, I've always done things. I've had my primary business, and I've always had these extra businesses. They all kind of tie into financial. You know, I built a software, you know, for financial advisors that we have a subscription on. I save 100% of that money. That's extra money, 100%. And so what I would do is go build income streams that would allow me to save additional money. So if you do something extra, you're saving 20, 25% of your normal income. You're living off of that. And then the next thing you know, you do something extra, you save 100%. One day you get financially set really quick. If you're self-employed, create a financial support system and a business support system. What's a financial support system? Your own retirement plans, your own insurance, okay? All of those kind of things, because what happens is you've got to have, okay, a financial system in order to keep you moving in the right direction. All right. And if not, you're going to be going in the wrong direction. And so you want to, if you're self-employed, create your financial support system and create your business support system. That's what we do here. We help people with their money. That's what I've been doing. You know, I had someone ask me, and they say, well, what is it that you talk about? Okay, if you speak at an event or something like that, I have different universities and different things like that I've spoke at. And, you know, I talk about winning in business, and part of winning in business is understanding you're in business, and then also understanding how to run a profitable business, and then also how to turn around and make your business, you know, run like a business. And that's where you have things going, where you have your own support system. And so with that, so if you need help, visit roymatlockjr.com, and or you can call 615-843-2999. We'll keep talking money. Thanks for listening. Right, Roy Matlock Jr., and we're finishing up this segment on, you know, the six focus points, and we're into number three. And if you just logged in or listening to the show itself, we've been talking about developing an income stream, and I talked about, you know, find something you love, become great at it, create your value proposition. If it doesn't provide you the financial opportunity you want, change jobs, those kind of things. And most importantly, just become great at what you do. All right. And if you become great at what you do, in most cases, you can leverage yourself. It's been proven, though, that, you know, if you're working for one company you know, for more than 5 years, in many cases, your opportunity is better elsewhere. I don't know what it is, but companies just don't tend to keep giving raises to their great people. They always end up running them over to their competitors. I don't understand that. So anyway, but with that being said, we're going to go into focus number four. We're going to go on the offense. First off, you get educated, you find a financial coach. Then we're going to max out our retirement plans, make sure they're properly allocated. I see this all the time with, you know, people have retirement plans and, you know, you work hard and then you change a job and then you got your retirement plan sitting over here by itself. You know, nobody's looking at it. Change jobs again. I've been into places, met with people where they've got three or four different former 401k sitting there unmanaged. They're all in different things. They have no idea what's going on. Guys, a half a percentage point over 20 years is 5 years of income at retirement. If you get a full percentage point difference over 20 years, it's 13 years of income at retirement. So you want to make sure that all of this stuff is done. You're in many cases better off consolidating them into your own individual retirement account. That's what we do. If you would like help on that, you'd like to pull all this stuff together. You know, I met with someone just yesterday where they had five or six different retirement accounts from all these different places, not diversified, not allocated correctly. And I see this all the time. You want to buy the right house, and that is one that is easily affordable. What I mean by easily, 15-20% should be your payment, not, you know, what the you can qualify for, 30%, you know, that kind of deal. We say for college, that's part of the offense. We got 529s. We got, educational savings accounts. You can gift money to your kids through UGMAs and UTMAs. We got that kind of thing. Of course, we got, if they have any income, something you may not know, but a 16-year-old that makes $3,000 a year is eligible for a Roth IRA. How about that? So you could fund, you know, they could start funding their Roth IRA just off of money they earned. I know one of my sons made a little bit of money, and in the early days when they were kids and they were working, I would match them. And we'd put it into an investment, and they learned about investing at a younger age, and that money is sitting there. So you start thinking about that. You want to have an opportunity fund. That's money that I typically put into mutual funds, and they're taxable, but I can get to them. And that allows me, if an opportunity came along, I could use those as collateral if I wanted to for a loan, or I could just pull that money out and use that. And so we're on the offense now. We're thinking about it, and we're always paying attention to our money. I get a text message every afternoon and an email about my bank balances. I look at it, you know, I look at my investment accounts. I can log in, look exactly what I've got. So what happens is, anything you manage and pay attention to, you're going to end up doing better. So we go on the offense. So we got our goal, we got our GPS down, we got our attitude right, we worked on making sure we didn't lose by having a great defense. We then got into the mindset that we're going to raise our income, become more valuable, and then we're going to go on the offense. So number four is go on the offense. And we start getting educated so we know when we do things. So we're not sitting here saying, oh, maybe I should invest in Bitcoin, or I'm going to be a day trader or some kind of stuff like that. When people that are getting into this stuff and doing that kind of stuff, I said, well, are you really intent on losing your money? Because most people that day trade, that's just another word for being unemployed, and they generally lose their money. Are Bitcoin people getting rich? There might have been some a long time ago, but most people that get in, they you know, Bitcoin goes up and goes down, and you know, they have no idea why they're doing it. And so when we get on the offense, the most important offense you can do is raise your income and then let your investments get reasonable rates of return, give yourself time, and make good decisions by spending less than you make. That's how you get on the offense. And then one day you wake up and you say, yeah, you know, I bought that property 20 years ago for $100,000. It's worth $2 million or something like that. Or I started putting that money in the mutual fund, and it's grown 10 times what it used to, what I put into it, because I was on the offense. Number five, okay? When we go into our number four, finishing the offense, there's some rules I want to give you that you might want to understand about. The first one is called the Rule of 72. That is a formula. You can look it up. You can also go to our website. The Rule of 72 tells you how long it takes your money to double at kind of different interest rates. You need to look at something called time and consistency. What that means is that, you know, if you wait a year to save money, you lose the back end year of compounding when the money is at the largest level. If you wait 5 years, you lose the last 5 years of earnings. All right. So it's different. You say, well, I'm waiting 5 years to get started. Well, keep in mind, you have 5 years that didn't compound. And to give you a perfect example, if you were to wait 7 years to start and your return was 10%, the same person would have twice as much money as you, saving the same amount of money. Isn't that crazy? I mean, it's stuff like that. You want to become an owner, not a loaner. So look at banks for what they are. Banks and insurance companies are strictly to hold very short-term money. For the most part, if you put your money with a bank, you're not going to get anything in other than some safety, emergency fund. If you put it with an insurance company, all you got to do is ask yourself, how much has cash value life insurance done for the insurance company versus buying whole life insurance, and how much has it done for you? Just drive into any major city and you're going to find what? The biggest buildings are banks and insurance companies. So we want to become an owner, not a loaner. Don't loan your money to that. Go get involved in things that have ownership. If you don't understand mutual funds, how they work, or managed accounts, call us. We'll give you a quick overview on how that works. You can visit roymatlockjr.com. But what is a mutual fund? It's a professional money manager. And what they do, they generally charge about 1% to manage your money, and they go out and they do research. When they say research, they really do research. I mean, these fund companies go out there and they count the people walking in and out of the mall because they don't trust the mall. And there's things like that. And so what it allows you to do is to get your money professionally managed, and they can actually do that. Understand the different types of investments, from very conservative, when we have money markets and bonds, all the way up to aggressive growth. And that's inside of the investment spectrum. You want to understand asset allocation. What that means is we want to make sure that, at certain stages in our life, that our allocation is maybe 60-40 stock and bond, or maybe it's 90%, growth, that type of thing. Because we look at it and we're allocating our money, we want to reallocate it. All right, or what we call rebalance it over time. These are parts of the offense. You might want to look at target dates for your retirement plans. Target dates give you all of the asset allocation and the rebalancing in advance. All you do is sign up for the target. You take your age, birth year, and add maybe 65 or 70 years to it, and that'll give you a good target date. You can pick those funds. I think those are great for money that someone's not totally overseeing. Because these funds, they tend to go ahead and do that for you. Then when you retire, part of the offense is understanding, all our income streams and how many and where we're going to pull from first. Do we convert to Roth IRAs, all that kind of thing? We have college plan options. You can also do target dates, 529s, ESAs, all those kind of things. So now what we've done is we've put together a great system, all right? And then once we do that, we start looking at what is going to help us more than anything. It's called time. That's number five. Focus number five is time. Time allows things to work. If you were in the market and COVID hit and you saw the market go down and panicked and stuff like that, if you just left it alone over time, it recovered. You can look back in time, in the longer that you've left your money in the S&P 500, over time, it is appreciated. But any given day, it may go up or go down. So the first thing you want to do is understand, put time on your side. Now, how do you put time on your side? First thing is you start saving as soon as you can. You want to get moving. And if it's just a little bit, just get in the habit. If you want to put $50 a month away into a Roth IRA, do that. I started mine with $50 a month. To this day, you can open a professionally managed mutual fund account for as little as $50 a month. And if you're out there right now and you're young or your kids are young and they're just getting started in life, pick up the phone and call our office. We'll be happy to set those accounts up for them. $50. Anybody can do $50 a month and set up a Roth IRA or set up a retirement, some type of retirement plan or just something to where you're saving money. You'll start feeling better about things. You can visit roymatlockjr.com and just say, hey, I want to set up something for $50, and we'll follow back up with you. Or you can call 615-843-2999 and get time on your side. So the first thing you need to know about time, if you try to get rich quick, you're probably going to get broke quick. How about that? So let's use time the right way, not get rich quick. Get rich quick, in my mind, is 15 to 20 years. It takes time to become competent in anything, especially investments. All right, so you want to always be working on your skill set. Every investment will always revert to the mean. meaning like real estate usually gets 4 to 5%. If it's going up big time now, it usually averages 4 to 5%. The stock market gets 10%. How does real estate work? Well, you get a little leverage in it, and that's how you get the returns. If you go into mutual funds, those are passive. If you buy rental properties, they're more active investing, that kind of thing. But the bottom line is that use time and then learn that rule of 72 and make your decisions based on rates of return, risk, all that kind of stuff. And so we are cruising along. Man, I'm gonna do a Q&A session as well in some of our future shows. If you're just tuning in and you want to find out more, I think we're up to upwards of 100 podcasts about money. So you can go to any of your Apple Podcast, or you can go to roymatlockjr.com and sign up. Spotify, I'm on all of them. It's called the Roy Matlock Jr. Money Business Hour. And if you'd like help with your money, would like to have a goal setting session, a 15-minute phone call or Zoom, visit roymatlockjr.com. You can register there, or you can call 615-843-2999. We will talk to you again next week.